So last week, internet traffic throughout the Middle East slowed to a crawl when three undersea digital cables were broken. The incident highlighted the internet's dependence on a vast subaquatic network of cables that carry digital information. Companies around the world are investing billions of dollars to lay new cables along the ocean floor beyond the depths where any human can go. So how reliable are these cables, and who fixes them when they break? And haven't satellites made hardwired technology like cables obsolete anyway? So to explain all this, hopefully give us some answers, joining us now from Bratislava, Slovakia, where he's based, is Alan Malden, research director at Telegeography, a market research firm. Hey, Alan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us. So laying all these cables around the world, I mean, this just sounds like an incredibly huge task. How does it happen?
Well, I think you're right. It is a very huge task to lay all these cables. Each cable system can, you know, cost hundreds of millions of dollars to fund the project to just build the cable itself and then to actually lay it on the bottom of the ocean floor. And actually, in the what you said about cables and set up versus the use of satellite technology is actually it's the reverse, where cables are the preferred method, not satellites, actually.
Really?
Yes, cables are far cheaper, and they have far more capacity than the satellites that exist. So satellites kind of went out of fashion in the late 80s, early 90s as the primary way to carry intercontinental communications.
This may be a dumb question, I don't know, but who pays for this process? I mean, does like the United States say, we'll lay the cable in this part of the ocean, and China says, we'll lay the cable in this part of the ocean?
Sure. It's all done by private companies. You know, it's done by companies like Verizon and AT&T. There's also other private companies that just focus on the undersea cables themselves.
Okay. And what happens through these cables without getting too bogged down in the science of it all? What's going through these things?
It's a basic fiber optic cable, so it's what you have across the land as well through every country in the world, pretty much. It just happens to go under the ocean, so it's the same technology, more or less.
Okay. And now let's talk about what happened in the Middle East, or rather in the cable system that handles internet traffic to the Middle East. It broke down last week, and this has been in the headlines a lot. One of these cables apparently was cut by a ship's anchor, which I guess you would imagine would happen if these things are on the ocean floor. How common are these kinds of problems? Do the cables break a lot?
Yes, they do. Cable faults happen all the time, and largely no one ever hears about them at all. The reason why these certain cable faults were in the news is because the smaller number of cables that currently link Europe to the Middle East. There's three primary cables in place now, and two of them were down at the time, which really reduced the capacity. If you compare that to other parts of the world where there's many more cables, if you have two cables break, there would be maybe no effect at all. No one would even hear about it.
But I guess what triggered, how do you know when one of these cables break? It's not like the ship that broke it knew that it happened. They can't alert someone. You get a phone call from someone in Iran or something that says, I'm not getting my email.
The network operators are all monitoring their networks all the time and are certainly able to see whenever a part of their network goes out and is no longer able to transmit across that path. And whenever that happens, the cable operator is going to make a call to the ships that will go out and find the parts that happen to be damaged and will then bring them up to the surface. They will then make the repairs above the ocean, and then they will then lay it back on the ocean floor.
So they don't, I have this image in my head of some very smart kind of scuba diver guy who goes down and fixes the cables. That's
no.
Not what goes down. They bring them up.
Yeah, you can't really scuba dive several miles down to the bottom of the ocean floor.
I guess not.
You have hooks that will just drag across and then find the cables and bring them up.
And did this whole thing that happened last week, did it expose some great flaw in the system, or are these just the glitches that happen?
Well, I think what's happening right now around in the world is each part of the world is starting to understand how important these cables are. About 2 years ago, there was an earthquake near the coast of Taiwan that damaged 7 of the 8 cables in the area, which caused horrible damage throughout Asia, primarily Southeast Asia. And so now you're seeing carriers building more cables in the area, trying to have different paths to get to the various cities. But as you can see with the case of Taiwan, more cables wasn't necessarily the answer. They had 8 cables and 7 were damaged. So there's a limit here of how much you can build versus the cost of building them that you have to take into account.
Well, it's totally interesting. I have to tell you, the thought of this, that my email that I send from New York to Europe is going through a cable on the ocean floor is totally bizarre.
Phone calls going underneath the ocean floor right now.
I guess so. You just think nowadays that everything happens wirelessly, but I guess not.
It's all physical ultimately, because whenever you have your laptop with a Wi-Fi card, it's ultimately going, you know, into a cable at some point. Your cell phone is going to a cell tower and then to a cable.
Well, thanks for making me feel kind of technologically stupid, Alan. I appreciate it. But thanks for answering these questions for us. Alan Maudlin is the research director at Telegeography, a market research firm in Slovakia. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.